Small and Simple Things. My small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. Great Lives Remembered. Elder John A. Widsoe. John Andreas Widsoe was born on January 31, 1872, on the remote windswept Norwegian island of Frøya. John was 6 when his father died, and John's mother, Anna, took him and his younger brother to live in Trondheim. There Anna was introduced to the restored gospel by a shoemaker who left Latter-day Saint pamphlets in the shoes he repaired for the young widow. It was a bold move by the craftsman, who was considered to be of a lower class than the widow of an educator. But Anna's curiosity was piqued, and she responded to the gospel message. In 1883, the Widsoe family immigrated to Logan, Utah, where young John later enrolled in Brigham Young College. A hard worker and bright student, he graduated in 1891, studied chemistry at Harvard University, and graduated with highest honors in 1894. While at Harvard, he met Leah Eudora Dunford. They married in the Salt Lake Temple in 1898 and became the parents of 7 children, only 3 of whom lived to adulthood. John began his professional career as professor of chemistry and as chemist at the experiment station at Utah Agricultural College, now Utah State University in Logan. He later studied physiological chemistry, biochemistry at Göttingen, Germany, received a Ph.D. and became an international authority on agricultural chemistry in harsh climates. He was also a recognized authority on irrigation and dry farming. John A. Widsoe served as president of the Utah Agricultural College from 1907 to 1916, when he was named president of the University of Utah. He served in that capacity until 1921, when he was called to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Elder Widsoe was associate editor of the Improvement Era, a predecessor to the Ensign magazine, from 1935 to 1952. He also wrote a number of books that were widely used in the church, including Priesthood and Church Government. He was president of the European Mission from 1926 to 1932, during which time he dedicated Czechoslovakia for the preaching of the gospel. Elder Widsoe died in Salt Lake City, Utah, on November 29, 1952, at age 80. Read his Gospel Classics article in this issue, Looking Toward the Temple. Giving Talks in Church. Ask for help with your talk and your daily prayers. Think about your topic for a few days as you go about your usual tasks. Carry a pencil and paper and write down any ideas that come to you. Brainstorm ways you can convey your topic. Some of them might be with scriptures, hymns, personal experiences, or quotations from general authority messages. Practice giving your talk in front of a family member or a mirror. Become familiar enough with your message that you can look at the congregation as you speak. Be prepared to follow promptings from the Spirit as you give your talk. Church History Around the World, Chile. In May 1955, the Argentine mission received First Presidency approval to send missionaries to Chile. The next year, elders arrived in the capital, Santiago. Elder Henry D. Moyle of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles joined them in July 1956 to establish the first Chilean branch. Just a few months later, the first Chileans were baptized. As membership grew, so did the church organization. In October 1961, the Chilean mission was organized, and in 1983, Chileans were blessed with their own temple, dedicated in Santiago by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Following extensive renovations to the temple, President Hinckley rededicated it in 2006. Here are a few facts about the church in Chile today. Membership, 548,628. Missions, 9. Stakes, 75. Districts, 24. Wards and branches, 612. Temples in operation, 1. Peace in the temple. I prepared spiritually to go to the temple, but even so, I didn't feel worthy. Then the bishop told me that because I was trying to keep the commandments, I was worthy. I didn't have to be perfect. Since entering a holy temple, I realize that I am blessed for performing sacred ordinances. I feel safe and protected. Luis Medina Chavez, Chile. Temple Spotlight, Bern, Switzerland Temple. In 1906, only 4 temples were in operation, all of them in Utah. In that year, President Joseph F. Smith prophesied at Bern, Switzerland, that the time will come when temples of God will be erected in the diverse countries of the earth, for the gospel must spread over all the world. Nearly half a century later, on September 11, 1955, President David O. McKay dedicated the first temple in Europe just outside of Bern. The temple is located in a beautiful alpine setting at Zollikofen. Its tower pierces the sky at a height of 140 feet, with an angel Moroni figure added in 2005. President McKay had evidently seen the temple in vision and described it in such detail to church architect Edward O. Anderson that he was able to reproduce it on paper. As the design process proceeded, the initial drawing was modified. Upon seeing the latest drawings, President McKay said, "Brother Anderson, that is not the temple that you and I saw together." The final drawings, needless to say, reflected President McKay's original description. In the words of the prophets, tithing. By Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. My widowed mother supported her 3 young children on a schoolteacher's salary that was meager. When I became conscious that we went without some desirable things, I asked my mother why she paid so much of her salary as tithing. I have never forgotten her explanation. "Dallin, there might be some people who can get along without paying tithing, but we can't. The Lord has chosen to take your father and leave me to raise you children. I cannot do that without the blessings of the Lord, and I obtain those blessings by paying an honest tithing. When I pay my tithing, I have the Lord's promise that He will bless us, and we must have those blessings if we are to get along." Years later, I read President Joseph F. Smith's memory of a similar testimony and teaching by his widowed mother. In the April 1900 conference, President Smith shared this memory from his childhood. "My mother was a widow with a large family to provide for. One spring when we opened our potato pits, she had her boys get a load of the best potatoes, and she took them to the tithing office. Potatoes were scarce that season. I was a little boy at the time and drove the team. When we drove up to the steps of the tithing office, ready to unload the potatoes, one of the clerks came out and said to my mother, 'Widow Smith, it's a shame you should have to pay tithing.' He chided my mother for paying her tithing, called her anything but wise or prudent, and said there were others who were strong and able to work that were supported from the tithing office. My mother turned upon him and said, 'William, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Would you deny me a blessing? If I did not pay my tithing, I should expect the Lord to withhold His blessings from me. I pay my tithing not only because it is a law of God, but because I expect a blessing by doing it. By keeping this and other laws, I expect to prosper and to be able to provide for my family.'" In Conference Report, April 1900, page 48. Some people say, "I can't afford to pay tithing." Those who place their faith in the Lord's promises say, "I can't afford not to pay tithing." From Tithing, Ensign, May 1994, pages 33 through 34. The Church in Costa Rica. With a Caribbean Sea on the east and the Pacific Ocean hugging it on the west, Costa Rica is a country where the gospel flourishes from sea to sea. Test your knowledge of Costa Rica with the following quiz. 1. About how many church members live in Costa Rica? A. 3,800. B. 7,100. C. 25,000. D. 35,000. The answer is D. 35,000. 2. When was the first Latter-day Saint Sacrament meeting held in Costa Rica? A. 1908. B. 1944. C. 1950. Or D. 1969. The answer is B, 1944. 3. What was the first mission to include Costa Rica? A. Brazil. B. Mexico. C. Chile. D. Jamaica. The answer? B. Mexico. 4. What countries border Costa Rica? A. Nicaragua and Panama. B. Guatemala and Dominican Republic. C. Colombia and Panama. D. Brazil and Nicaragua. The answer is A. Nicaragua and Panama. 5. How many temples are in Costa Rica? A. None. B. 1. C. 2. D. 3. The answer is B. 1. End of the section, Small and Simple Things.